It's been 5 months since the Scarborough Police Department launched a new program in response to the opioid epidemic in Maine. Operation Hope is intended to offer help to anyone ready to address his or her addiction. It's not a way for someone facing criminal charges to avoid jail. Instead, it's seen as a way for people to enter treatment to take the first step. But the definition of treatment is open to some debate. In the first of two stories, Susan Sharon looks at where Operation Hope is sending its clients and why that's raising red flags for some who work in addiction medicine.
Demand for treatment is so great in Maine that since October 1st, more than 200 people have arrived at the Scarborough Police Department seeking help for their addiction from Operation Hope. More than 120 have been placed in residential or outpatient rehabs and sober houses. About two-thirds of the placements are out of state.
So this is where you came through the door?
Yeah, it is.
Leanne, who asked that we not use her last name, is an exception. She says she was sick with withdrawal and desperate for help when she got a ride here on October 28th. A few hours later, she was being detoxed from heroin and had a bed at a rehab in Portland known as Liberty Bay.
I knew that, you know, the illegal activities I was doing and the drug use was either in one way or another, I was going to be arrested, overdose, I was going to be killed by the lifestyle. And it's like I was dying, like, inside anyway. Like, I was so miserable in my active addiction. But it was literally became like a life or death situation.
Leanne says individual and group therapy rooted in Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step recovery program has helped her address an underlying trauma that fueled her initial drug use as a teenager. She says she became addicted to heroin at the age of 19. She's now 24 and has been sober for 4 months.
I tried, like, literally every method to try to stay clean off heroin. I tried getting street drugs, like detox drugs off the street, but really it was, like, way more of the internal stuff that I needed to get through and, like, be okay with myself. So that's something I've learned and I'm really grateful for, being in treatment.
Treatment in this case means rehab, and it's expensive. According to the website rehabs.com, standard drug rehab costs between $10,000 and $20,000 per month. Add some bells and whistles like equine therapy or resort-style surroundings, and it can run more than twice as much. Leanne is fortunate. Unlike most of the people who arrive on the doorstep of the Scarborough Police Department, she has insurance. And while Scarborough Police Chief Robert Moulton says taxpayers are not footing the bill for Operation Hope, the program does depend on the goodwill of rehab providers to offer scholarship beds, meaning that they are free of charge.
Obviously, one hand washes the other. So, when we do have somebody who has the ability to pay or insurance or whatever, we try to place those with the folks that have been good to us with the scholarship beds.
The only cost for the police department is the cost of transportation one way. And so far, that's been covered by grants and donations. Clients are given a basic screening when they walk through the door. They're asked about the type and quantity of drugs they've been using, for how long, and then a trained volunteer, known as an angel, starts working the phones to find them a placement. Angels are often people in recovery themselves.
Hello?
Hi, it's
Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
So I'm here with Royce, and he said that he'd already talked to you.
Steve Cotro, planning manager for the Portland Recovery Community Center, is discussing a possible placement with Jamie Higgins of the Scarborough Police Department. It's the kind of conversation they have on a regular basis. The Recovery Center, which offers peer support services to people with substance use disorder, coordinates the Angel Volunteers for Operation Hope and helps find the placements. Cotro says anyone without insurance is sent to an abstinence-based program or rehab.
The places it's a huge variety. Most of them are, I would say, 60 to 90-day programs. But a lot of times it is very good treatment. It's 60 to 90-day treatment.
Cotro says there were two instances in which people were sent out of state to programs they found unacceptable.
Conditions were bad. No support. Left on their own. So we were able to replace people, but that is extremely difficult.
It's hard to gauge how Operation Hope is actually working. Cotro says once people are sent out of state, they aren't tracked, so it's unclear whether they return home or how well they do in recovery. He says there simply isn't the manpower to do that. In addition, Operation Hope does not place people in medicated-assisted treatment. Those are programs that rely on maintenance medications such as methadone or Suboxone. Research shows that those medications lower the risk of fatal overdoses. It also finds that people using medications are twice as likely to be successful in recovery for at least a year as those who don't. But in the recovery community, there is some resistance to this evidence-based approach.
You are substituting one drug for another. I feel the only way to live in recovery and live a sober life is complete abstinence.
Mark Anthony Martinangelo is Director of Marketing and Outreach for Royal Life Centers, an umbrella organization of drug and alcohol detox and rehab centers based in Florida and Washington that has taken at least three people from Operation Hope. In recovery himself, Martinangelo says he has nothing against the use of maintenance medication, but he doesn't consider it to be living clean. On Monday, we'll look at why some addiction doctors say that's a misguided and potentially dangerous message. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.